All right, now we're on step three with the woman, the issue of blood. I've got some music going on. I'm going to turn it down a little bit. Okay, and the scripture reference is Mark 5, 29 and 30. But this time, the step three is receive it. So step one was she said it. Step two was she acted upon her faith by corresponding action. And step three is receive it. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, that word is power, dunamis, had gone out of him, turned about in the press, people pressing around him, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Jesus knew that power had gone out of him. At that time, Jesus was the only representative of the Godhead at work upon the earth. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit, Acts 10:38. In that day, to get to where the power was, you had to go where Jesus was. Today, the Holy Spirit in the person of the Godhead is at work upon the earth. He is everywhere present, and wherever the Holy Spirit is, there's power. One place he is in our hearts. Nuclear bombs release radioactivity into the atmosphere, a power that can neither be seen nor felt, but a power that is both dangerous and deadly. However, there is a power working upon the earth this moment that is neither dangerous nor deadly, a power that is good, that heals, and that sets men free, the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to me when he gave me these four steps, quote, "Power is always present everywhere. Faith gives it action, or puts it to work, or uses it." When we were in school, we learned about power that was inert, that needed something to trigger it, but it was always there. This woman's faith caused the power to flow from Jesus into her. With our faith, we can plug into the power of God that is everywhere present, and we can put that power to work for us. Confession: I recognize that God's power is everywhere present.
I recognize that God's power is everywhere present.
And I know how to plug into that power and put it to work for me.
And I know how to plug into that power and put it to work for me.
Faith is the plug.
Faith is the plug.
Yes. It puts it into work for us.
It puts us to work.
Thank you, Lord, for the power.
Thank you for the power.
Amen.
Amen.
May the power of God work in your body today as you read this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.